carrying something to its logical extreme. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
Just going to Punville, I'm feeling kind of sharp today.
So you have a cutting wit, is what
saying. Sharp wit.
And you're going to punctuate that by puncturing a few things today. Mainly the hot air in a lot of politicians.
I think we're going to be putting an edge on a lot of the things that we say today.
Yeah, well, you know, some people do say that we're kind of edgy, but I think that sometimes we're really dull and not very sharp at all.
That's it.
It doesn't matter which way it looks, Chuck, because ultimately, you're right. And I say that, ladies and gentlemen, because on this program, we share our beliefs and our views and our opinions about a lot of issues. And we try to help you think through these things from a biblical worldview and from a logical perspective. And we try oftentimes to carry things out to their logical conclusions. And Chuck, honestly, this is one where we've talked about this before, both I think on air just joking and privately not so much joking, but looking at how ludicrous this entire campaign to protect people from themselves has become, not just in America, but worldwide. And so today we found the missing link, so to speak, from a newspaper in Britain called The Sun. Now, I'm spoiler warning right now, The Sun is a trash newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
It's a tabloid.
It's a tabloid. It's like the National Enquirer here in the United States. But they brought forward a story that Chuck and I started first. We kind of laughed about, and then we got to looking at it more. And we thought, wow, it really is getting crazy out there, because if this thing sells as legitimate journalism and ultimately policy, we're all in trouble, Chuck.
Well, it exposes what's wrong with quote-unquote legitimate journalism. It exposes the absurd by being absurd. And they don't think they're being absurd.
And that's the whole point, Chuck. This is considered serious investigative journalism by the folks over at The Sun. And ladies and gentlemen, please don't take it lightly, because the topic that they're talking about is very serious, because it is the result of following certain philosophies and viewpoints to their logical conclusions. Now, Chuck, since you found this and you seem to be having a lot of fun with it today, I'm going to let you lead us.
This is a story in Britain, and we're taking the main take out of this out of a blog called the Powerline blog. And we've run stuff on the Powerline blog before. It's a right-of-center blog that tends to look at news and editorial-type stuff from a more conservative perspective. And what the headline on this is, Brits shocked at easy availability of knives.
Yeah, that's right. Not guns, ladies
Not
and gentlemen.
Guns.
Knives.
Yeah, and the whole point is that how easy it is to go into a store and buy a knife. Sound familiar? Didn't we just have Mark Kelly, a former astronaut and the husband of Gabrielle Giffords, go into a gun store and make a complete idiot of himself by making this movie where he shows he and Gabby talking, and he's going to go in and prove how easy it is to pass a background check? And he goes into the store, and he fills out the paperwork, and completely fails to walk out with his weapon because he couldn't complete the paperwork. And about 3 weeks later, his paperwork was rejected because it turns out he admitted in public he was making a straw man purchase, or sometimes called a straw purchase, which means you're buying the gun for somebody else. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a federal offense. In Britain, we're seeing the same thing, except with knives. In UK, of course, private ownership of weapons is not quite banned, but very close.
Well, there is a law in Great Britain that you have to be 18 years of age or older to purchase a knife.
Yes.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about the kind of knives that they're sensationalizing in The Sun, machetes, or anything of that nature. We're talking about any kind of knife. We're talking about a pen knife. We're talking about kitchen cutlery. Okay, so if you're 16 and emancipated, guess what? You can't set up house for yourself and cook for yourself, because you will not be legally allowed to buy a knife.
Yeah, if you're an emancipated minor, too bad, you can't buy a knife.
That's right. So, folks, we're even talking bread knives here, because in the article from The Sun, there's a picture of this young girl. She looks very young, but turns out she's 17, nearly 18. They used her as the straw dog. They used her as the front to go into the stores to buy knives to see if they would sell them to her, because she's, quote-unquote, under 18. But you know what, Chuck? She could have probably passed for 18. And as a matter of fact, one of the stores asked her her age, and she lied and said she was 18. So she bought all of these weapons. They've got this picture of her spread out with all these weapons, at least 50% of which are kitchen cutlery, including two bread knives, which honestly, Chuck, unless you're a soft loaf, you're not going to end up getting hindered by these
say,
too much.
We need to be careful about the language. They're very strictly stating that these are weapons.
Yes.
Unless you're doing battle with bread.
Yeah, that's right. Unless the Wonder Bread Man is fighting you, you're not going to get very far.
Really, the Pillsbury Doughboy may be attacking and you may need to...
The other thing is, Chuck, you know every once in a while a 2x4 jumps up off the pile and starts swatting at you. And that's the reason why they consider the Japanese cut pull saw that's in this picture as a weapon.
It reminds me of a letter to the editor I read recently that somebody posted, I think on Facebook or someplace, and basically what it said was, I put my loaded shotgun outside on the porch and I sat and watched it as all these potential victims walked by, and not once did that shotgun take the opportunity to kill one or maim one of those people.
What a shame.
I watched it the whole day. I don't know if I have some kind of a non-aggressive gun who doesn't jump up and shoot people, or he had all these opportunities and he did nothing. Well, that's kind of what we're dealing with this knife thing. Yeah. Barry, I've carried a knife since I was about 7 years old.
Oh, I've carried one longer than that. The first scar I ever got, and you can still see it on my finger here. Yeah, you can't, ladies and gentlemen, in the radio. But Chuck can, because I'm pointing right at it, the little white scar from where I was about 6 years old, and I had a walnut in my hand and with my pen knife trying to open it and slipped.
And you learned the hard way that that's not the way to open a walnut.
That's not the way to open a walnut.
Well, we all have done those kinds of things.
I still have that pen knife, by the way. I just found it yesterday.
Wow.
In a drawer in a container because it was given to me by my grandfather.
Believe it or not, I think mine got thrown away because of TSA. Forgot to take it out of my pocket.
Yeah, you see, because that dangerous weapon order.
That dangerous weapon thing.
But, Chuck, in this picture, they've got this girl holding this big, nasty-looking sword. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the one thing that I do know a little bit about, because I did some when I was in high school and actually have my kids doing it now, is martial arts. And what they're showing, and they show a couple of other big, wide-bladed, nasty-looking things with protected handles, well, they are training, quote-unquote, weapons. You can call them weapons, but the point is, the best you're going to probably be able to do is give somebody an awful slap with the side of that blade, because the front of that blade can't hold an edge. I'll tell you that right now. It's made out of such weak metal, it can't hold an edge, and you would cut yourself more with the grinding stone that you would try to use to sharpen it than you would with the blade.
Yeah, you'd be more likely to put your eye out with the sparks from the grinding
That's
wheel
right.
than you would to do any damage with anybody with that blade. There's other things on here. Barry, a meat cleaver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could do damage with that, but what's the purpose? I mean, how easily concealable is this thing? You'd have to have a coat, some kind of a winter great coat from a military thing to be able to conceal the darn thing.
Okay. Unless you happen to be following the Julia Child cookbook, very few women have meat cleavers in their kitchen anymore for deboning chicken and ducks. They just don't. You don't chop your own meat up anymore. You go to the store and buy a prepackaged. Does your wife have a meat cleaver in her kitchen?
We don't have a meat cleaver.
I was going to say, we don't either.
And it's ridiculous, though. There are people who buy bulk meat and choose to do their own cutting out of
processing,
porter houses and that kind of thing. That's what you use that for. Calling this a weapon is simply stretching the meaning of the word weapon well beyond its tensile strength. It is a tool, as virtually everything on this table that we're looking at. In fact, the two bread knives here is really a stretch. I mean, seriously, really a stretch. Now, that machete, or whatever, that ceremonial sword, I think is more accurate, what she's holding. Could you do damage with that? Well, if you stuck somebody with it.
No, and you'd really have to stick them, too, because, again, remember I told you that blade is not very strong.
You'd have to use a lot of strength. You might penetrate a little bit, but
you're not
going to get very far.
But the whole point is, Chuck, that what the Sun newspaper is trying to say is you're selling these lethal weapons to children. And, okay, Great Britain has a little problem right now, Chuck, because, you see, they pretty much all but banned firearms. So what's happened? Gangs have taken to using knives to attack people.
It's the logical end point.
It's the logical end
point
of banning guns. If you take away guns from people, we're going to take them away from criminals, but we take them away from everybody else. Well, the criminals just go to the next available item on the list of tools that they can use in their criminal enterprise. And this happens to be, at this point in time, in Great Britain, knives. Okay, does that mean that the Sun is not sensationalizing this? No, they are sensationalizing this heavily.
Of course.
But the point is that what they're really doing is pointing out the absurdity of trying by law to change people's hearts.
Exactly.
Because that's what really gets down to. Well, next thing you know, they're going to have to ban ink pens, because you could put an eye out with one of those. They would have to ban cardboard boxes. I've gotten nasty cuts from cardboard, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I was in fear, fear of my life that this dangerous weapon, this cardboard box, might actually jump up there and slit my throat.
Yeah,
so.
It can happen, but boy, it sure takes an odd set of circumstances to get beyond a minor paper cut.
Well, we are talking about you and me, so maybe the circumstances aren't quite so odd.
Well, the article points out the obvious. Great Britain has banned guns, but it can't very well ban knives. And this is kind of the point here. Here's a quote from the original Sun article. Kitchen knives are the most commonly used weapons in teenage gang attacks, police say.
Right.
Would banning sales of knives stop to people underage?
No.
They're trying to make a big deal out of the fact that these gangs...
The point is they already have banned it to people underage. And what are they using? The thing that was banned.
Yeah. Two ways that... They don't talk about this part of it. They talk about the fact that these guys can send their girlfriends in who can buy the knives for them. Okay, because girls are seen as less aggressive and not likely to use the knives for something dangerous. Although, frankly, all you got to do is watch Discovery Investigate and you'll find all kinds of women who have used knives.
Yeah.
You know, but we have 312 million people here, so you're going to get a certain amount of that no matter what you do. But the fact is, what they forget to mention is that mom and dad have knives at home to cut their steak, to cut bread, to cut
let's not forget, when you put two knives together with a hinge in between them, they call them scissors.
Yep. And we were laughing about that before the show started, because obviously I was talking about a conversation I once had with a guy who was all for gun banning. And I said, well, what next, knives? I mean, after all, they're only for one thing, cutting flesh. And he said, well, yes, but knives are absolutely necessary. I go, well, no, it's a tool like a gun. And gosh, if we can ban that tool, why can't we ban knives? Because after guns are banned, then knives will be used exclusively, probably, or, you know, maybe shovels and that kind of thing, axes. And then after we ban knives and people go back to doing axe crime, then we can ban those as well. And he said, well, that's absurd. That'll never happen. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
It's happening.
Here it is. In Britain, they're actually, the Sun, again, a junk newspaper, is attempting to gin up some kind of panic to get some kind of action done in order to get knives. They want to see the laws on the books for the banning of sales of knives to be enforced. Okay, fine, but you know what's going to come out of this. They have an entire parliament full of guys like Chuck Schumer, and the most dangerous place to be is between Chuck Schumer and a functioning camera, especially a video camera, because any kind of crisis, these guys will jump up and say, something must be done. We've got to stop this and that and another thing, and they'll ban something else, or they'll try to enforce some ridiculous law. This is where we are. We've gotten to the point where we banned guns and it didn't stop murders. Therefore, we must ban the next thing down.
So that means after they get done banning all the knives, they're going to ban rocks?
I guess.
Or hammers. See, because hammers, we know, kill more people than guns do.
In Mexico, the leading weapon in murder is a knife, and has been forever, usually a machete.
Right.
What are you going to do in Mexico? The United States government is sending guns south of the border, semi-automatic weapons, and I guess, I understand, some fully automatic weapons that are now being used in crimes, even though it's absolutely drop-dead illegal to own a gun in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are they going to do next? Make it absolutely drop dead illegal to own a machete or a butcher knife?
It's coming. Yeah. It's coming, Chuck. And this is the point where you carry this whole idea about gun control and what we've been talking about all week. When you start making a dossier on people and you're keeping all this information, well, wait a minute. We found that people who have guns also have knives.
Yeah, that's right.
And so therefore, if we think that people are too dangerous to hold a gun, then they must be too dangerous to hold a pocket knife. So we have to ban all those. Or we have to put them on a list to say they're not capable of doing that. Now, Chuck, when it gets right down to it, you've got two options. Either you can continue to legislate and legislate and legislate until there's nothing left to legislate and nobody has any freedom whatsoever, everybody's a slave. Or you can try liberty. And liberty means you let people be, if they're law-abiding, and you only make laws to protect people, their property, their persons, and their interests. Now, which one sounds better to you?
Well, let's ask the folks out there that. Let us know. www.principledpolicy.com. I'm going to end today by ending with the final line in the article in Powerline. Is this a parody? No, it is straight reporting. If you ban guns, this is what you get, knife crime. It's that pesky human nature again. And that's the bottom line. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.